This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is Monday. It's March 3rd, 5:30. Thank you guys for being here. Hopefully you had a great weekend. We are back at it. Ready to go. Kind of a busy weekend here on this end. I went to another state for a day and then I came back here and worked. And it was funny because my daughter had a volleyball tournament. It was just in St. George. So it was just
How far is that drive?
2 hours. Okay. A little less. I think it was 1 hour and 50 minutes, according to Waze. The way my husband drove, I think we did it in 140 because he always saves us some time. But it's not too far. And man, St. George, I have been there a couple of times, and every time I go, it gets bigger and bigger. I thought it was like this tiny little town. It's getting bigger. And we had a lot of fun there. Her volleyball tournament was just a one day or on Saturday. And instead of getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning to drive up there to get there in time, we were like, you know what? Let's just go Friday, spend the night and, you know, go out to dinner or something and then do that. So that's what we ended up doing. We found this cute little hotel that it's like on a cliff. And so you could look down at the entire city of St. George. So, yeah, it was really cool. Came back and just chilled on Saturday. And then yesterday, Vegas Thrill had a game. I ended up losing, which was a bummer, but I was working that. And then of course the Oscars, which we're going to talk a lot about this morning. Did you watch?
I did. I watched it from start to finish, and it's so hard when award shows are on Sunday night because I feel like Sundays are our biggest prep days for work. And geez, I'm watching the Oscars, I'm trying to work, but it's so good. I personally thought that the Oscars were pretty good as far as like entertainment goes, you know, the host goes, and just like the winners overall. I feel like it was pretty fair in my opinion, but I'm excited to talk about it. And then as far as the weekend goes, it was so laid back. It was so necessary just to like do nothing, caught up on stuff around the house. I watched a ton of shows. And what else did I do? We went to the park with Momo. I gave Momo a bath. It's like the normal little day-to-day things.
Yesterday was super windy in my part of town. Was it like that for you?
So windy. We have hammocks in front of our apartment unit and the hammocks were going crazy. I mean,
they're spinning all over the place.
They're spinning. The maintenance people are having to take it off and fix it. They just installed new ones. I'm like, this is just pointless in the part of our area of our unit. It like hits the wind so strong. And then not only that, but since they're new, they're like trying to preserve it for longer. I'm like, you guys, when it's windy, just take them off. So maintenance guys over there like battling the wind one and then battling the hammock and trying to take it off. And then you could see like it's like he's struggling to even just stand. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it was brutal. When we were driving from the west side of town to Lee's Family Forum for the Thrill game, at one point we're on the 215 and this gust of wind hit our car and it like knocked us into the side of the road, like where there's that open lane. And husband's like, whoa, like it just hit a huge gust. Luckily, you know, everything was fine, but it was really bad. And weather should be kind of interesting these next couple days. Word is we could be getting some rain, which, you know,
rain?
A little bit of rain this week. And so we'll see. We'll see how that goes. I love getting a little bit of rain as long as I am not in it. If I'm in it driving on the roadways, then but they're saying it's going to be partly cloudy today, and we could see a little bit of sprinkles. So keep that in mind. And Wednesday is the day that we're saying we should get actual rain. So we'll see about that. But we've got a lot coming up on the show today. Some show announcements to make, some tickets to give away. We've got Beat Mercedes, a $900 diamond pendant, courtesy of Michael Lehman and Diamond Jewelers at 7 o'clock this morning. And let's get to it. It is time to start the show. It is time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Rhythm of the Night by Corona? This is the rhythm of the night. Want to hear My Boo by Ghost Town DJs? Or do you want to hear Paralyzer by Finger 11? Choices. You can vote right now. Get your votes in. You can vote on our Facebook page, which is Mercedes in the Morning. You can tweet us on X or Threads at Mercedes in the AM, or text or call us right now at 702-364-9400. We'll count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning. You know, teachers, they want to maintain a certain atmosphere in their classrooms. And this is not a new thing. In fact, this list, this was something that was posted to Reddit back in October, but it's going viral again because a lot of teachers are adopting similar lists. And that is a list of words that teachers are banning in class. And students are really upset about this, and see if you agree or if you disagree. Some of the banned words in class on this particular teacher's list, and this is in Iowa, bruh, bro, on God, say less, low key, high key, you're doing too much, cap, no cap, love that for you, bussin', riz, mood, gat. Those are some of the words on the list, okay?
Okay.
And the teachers are like, enough in my classroom, you are not saying those words. And the students are upset. They say it's unfair that slang, this is the natural evolution of language. It shouldn't be policed. Others feel like, hey, this is an academic environment. You got to be professional. What do you think? 702-364-9400.
Well, a couple of questions. What subject is this teacher teaching?
That I don't know.
Okay, and I was going to ask, do you know what class or like grade they're in?
They're sophomores.
They're sophomores. Okay, I mean, that's a pretty respectable age. I feel like when you're about to be a junior, you're applying for colleges. You're already in that mindset of being professional. I'm on the side of the teacher where, hey, you guys can say these words during a certain time of class, but maybe not the whole entire class. You know what I mean? Like if they're doing a presentation or if they're talking to their peers, I feel like that's two different instances versus like the whole entire time. Do you know what I mean? Not the whole entire time during class. Do they have to say these words?
Well, so what do you mean during certain times, like from, 7:22 to like specific times, or what do you mean by that?
I think like when you are learning, the teacher's talking, you're raising your hand and you're responding to questions. I feel like those are the times where you should not be saying those type of words. But let's say there's downtime. Everyone's done with an assignment. When you're done, you know, put your pencils down and you're okay with to chat. I think those are okay. It's using those words. I think there's a time and place, but not all the time. Can you say be same, bruh?
Yeah, Riz. Like who? You know, what did Romeo mean when he said this, bruh? Well, yeah, I see. I feel like during lesson time, let's try to be professional here. Let's try to be students. Let's try to keep it, you know, classy. But I do feel like if we're gonna start policing words, we gotta be really careful about that, because I do think they have a point. This is just how they talk now, and you know, when you were in school, you probably said words that your teachers were like, what does that even mean? Like, they don't even understand. And so it's a slippery slope when you start banning things. But I do feel like it's all in good fun. Like, hey, don't call me bra, you know? Like, can you just not do that?
Yeah, like, Mrs. Smith, I'm standing on business, on God, for real, Riz. Like, no.
She's like, what does that mean? I mean, or that she could be like, say less.
Queen.
It's Mix 94.1.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes!
Hey, good morning and welcome to the show. It is 6:03. It is Monday, March 3rd. We're finally in March and it's a windy one out there. It was really windy yesterday. What's funny is that isn't there a saying like March comes in like a lion and goes out like a lamb? Have what? You ever heard that before?
No.
Oh, that was something I learned in like junior high. It's like in like a lion, out like a lamb. So it's coming in like a lion for sure. But yeah, we finally made it to March.
I know. And I'm so excited for March because one, well, the weather is just kind of warming up. But two, I have been just in like my feels when it comes to this TV show that you recommended to me this past weekend. On Friday, we talked about the show Paradise. Do you remember we talked about that show? You're like, hey, I want to get into it. And I'm like, hey, we've been getting a lot of feedback from it. I watched 7 episodes, all 1 hour long, in one day.
Back to back?
Back to back.
Did you stop at all?
I think I stopped on episode 4. And then I took a break. Oh, no, you know what? I split into 2 nights. The first night, Friday night, we watched 4 episodes. And then Saturday night, we watched 3 episodes.
Wow.
It has been so amazing. So it stars Sterling K. Brown as this Secret Service person as the for the president. And it's not a spoiler. You can see, if you look up the show Paradise, you can see that the president, he gets murdered. Okay. And at first they're figuring out who murdered him. And Sterling K. Brown, he was the last person to see the president. And they're thinking he's a suspect, but he's doing everything in his power to show that he's not the person that murdered him. And he is just an incredible actor. I mean, just so good. And I love it because it also has to do with like apocalyptic stuff, and it shows like how the world ended and how they've built this new community, and it's been so peaceful the past few years. It's like, why would anyone murder the president? It's a really, really good show, Mercedes. I feel like you would love it.
I watched it. Yeah. I only watched the first couple of episodes, but I did watch it this weekend. So yeah, I went in and a good friend of mine has been talking about the show forever. And she's like, you have to watch it. You have to watch it. So I finally got into it. And at first I was like, why is James Marsden the president? I'm like, I could just not see James Marsden as a president.
Really?
Did you watch that show that where it was about the jury? And he was one of the jury. It was called Jury Duty. It was a reality. It was like somewhat of a scripted reality show. And it follows this guy who is a juror on this case, but he doesn't know that everyone in the courtroom, all the actors, all the witnesses, they're all actors.
Oh.
And he's walking in thinking this is a real case, and James Marsden is one of the guys on the jury, and he's like, I'm actor James Marsden. And he's like, oh my gosh, he's all starstruck, like there's an actor on the jury. Did anybody watch Jury Duty? James Marsden was the biggest douche on that, and I was just
that's
like,
why you associate.
I was like, oh, I don't think I want to watch this. But yeah, that was I thought it was really good. I like I said, I didn't watch 7 episodes. I watched the first 2 and was really really excited to get into the other ones. Last night we were going to watch White Lotus and then got distracted. I got tired and ended up going to bed. But watching that, the Oscars, so much going on. That, and we got to talk about all of it. So make sure you stick around. We have a big concert announcement to make this morning at 7 o'clock. And then at 7:30, we'll be giving away tickets to that show. We also have an early edition of Heads Up on the way, where you can get a pair of tickets to check out Bryan Adams' residency at the Encore Theater over at Wynn. That's just in a couple of minutes. But right now, we are going to get to what's trending. Last night was the 97th Annual Academy Awards. We will talk about the hosts, the fashion, the winners. That's all coming up next in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the hot topics trending.
Mercedes in the Morning's What's Trending. What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Last night was Hollywood's biggest night with the 97th Annual Academy Awards. Conan O'Brien hosted. He entered the show after he popped out of Demi Moore's back, an ode to the movie The Substance. Let's listen to some of his monologue and some of his jokes throughout the show. Here's one.
Wicked is nominated tonight in 10 categories. It's the perfect movie for anyone who's ever finished watching The Wizard of Oz and thought, sure, but where did all the minor characters go to college? No, I love The Brutalist. I really did. I didn't want it to end, and luckily it didn't. Ruby Conclave is nominated for Best Picture tonight. If you haven't seen Conclave, its logline is a movie about the Catholic Church, but don't worry.
Don't worry.
It was. I thought he was actually a really good host. I thought he pushed it just far enough, but not too far. You know,
I like his timing. I like the way he stands around the stage. I think some of his jokes were a little like, but I also think that he did a great job.
He also had a little altercation with Adam Sandler over his wardrobe for the event.
Yeah, leave it. I have to. It's not you. No, it's not you. It's him.
I'm sorry.
You are all welcome to join me for a game of 5-on-5 basketball at Veteran Park tonight. Midnight tip off the guy from Nosferatu. Where is he? One more thing. Chalamet!
He did a good job. Let's talk about some of the winners. Anora was the big winner at the Oscars, winning 5 statues. The movie won Best Picture. Sean Baker won for writing, directing, and editing it. And Mikey Madison, she won Best Actress in a Motion Picture, which many called an upset, as the thought was Demi Moore was going to get that one. Here's Mikey.
I grew up in Los Angeles, but Hollywood always felt so far away from me. So to be here standing in this room today is really incredible.
I was really happy for her. If you haven't seen the movie, I saw a lot of people say like Demi was robbed, and Demi was awesome in The Substance. I saw both The Substance and Anora, but once you see Anora, I think you might understand why she won that award. She was fabulous in that movie.
Ramon, do you agree? I know you've seen both movies. Do you think that Demi should have won, or do you think Mikey was the right winner?
I'm okay with Mikey winning, no doubt. That was, she was incredible. Even though Demi, obviously, she could have won. I had Cynthia winning.
Yeah, she was great too. There were so many. I mean, all the nominees were fantastic, right?
Yeah.
Could you really go wrong with any of them? Adrian Brody, he won for Best Actor in The Brutalist. Kieran Culkin, he got Best Supporting Actor for Real Pain. And then Zoe Saldana, she won for Best Supporting Actress for Emilia Perez.
I loved Emilia Perez. I don't know about you, Mercedes. I don't know if you've seen Emilia Perez. But
I have not seen it.
I really think that Zoe crushed it in that movie. Although there were some mixed reviews, I think Zoe deserved to be winning.
Yeah, movie's definitely overrated, but I give Zoe the award for that one.
Why would you say that Amelia's overrated? In what way?
I didn't think it was... It was good. I would recommend Wood Watch, but I would not nominated for anything.
Really? I thought that movie did so well because it really talked about things that are going on in the world today, but it was a good twist to see like how it ended. I don't know if I loved the ending, but I do think that it deserved an Oscar.
I think making it a musical was probably the biggest mistake.
Ah, yeah. People were saying that the musical was kind of corny. Some songs. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, and that's what's trending. All right, it is time to win. We are giving you some tickets to check out Bryan Adams. His residency is coming to the Encore Theater over at Wynn Las Vegas, and we have your tickets right now with Heads Up. You get to pick your category, and when you get 6 answers in 60 seconds, you get the tickets. Caller 20, you're playing 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
All right, Ernie, good morning. You're caller 20. You ready to play Heads Up?
Let's go.
Let's do it. Good morning, guys. Good morning.
Bryan
Adams tickets up for grabs here. Pick a category, Ernie. You want to go with Go Fight Win, Lawnmower, pancake breakfast, Fat Tuesday, or good sportsmanship?
Good sportsmanship, because I have none.
Hey, well, maybe you'll still be good at this category then. National Sportsmanship Day is tomorrow, so these are all different types of sports, okay?
All right.
Easy enough. Now, all we have to do is get 6 in 60 seconds. I think we can do this. I like sports. Do you like sports, Ernie?
I love sports.
Okay, we're going to nail this. I know
it. If I lose this, ban me forever.
Okay, we will, Ernie. No, I'm messing. You're going to do great. All right, Mercedes and Ernie, be ready because your 60 seconds starts now.
You dribble a ball in this sport.
Basketball.
Yes, you put your small white ball on a tee and you take a swing at it in this sport.
Golf.
Yes. This is where you have like a rubber ball and you hold these sticks with nets on them. Let's pass on that one. This is where you swim but you toss a ball to try to get a goal at the same time.
Water polo.
Yes. This is where you try to get a strike or a spare.
Bowling.
Yes. I'm going to pass this one.
Not a sport, by the way.
This is where you kick the ball to try to make a goal.
Soccer or football.
Yes. Yes. This, our Vegas Thrill plays this sport. It's a pass. You hit the ball.
Volleyball.
Yes. And Ernie, I couldn't agree with you more. Yes. Bowling is not a sport. It's a game.
Wow. You guys are brutal. It's a hobby.
Nice job.
You passed on Mercedes.
I don't know.
And lacrosse?
I lost my thing.
Pickleball?
No, not pickleball. I lost my sheet. I don't know.
I think, go ahead, Steph. I think it was lacrosse.
Okay, cool. We are giving you these tickets to Bryan Adams' brand new residency at the Encore Theater at Wynn Las Vegas, and you are in for free. Congratulations!
Let's go.
Nice job, Ernie. I love it. And we have more winning coming up. In fact, at 7 this morning, we are going to make a major concert announcement. And then 7:30, we've got tickets to that show for you. Be listening. It's all coming up. It's Mix 94.1. You know, if you Google Taylor Swift right now, a bunch of snakes will appear on the screen.
Don't do this to me.
A lot of people are talking about it. Is reputation on its way? Yeah, try it. Google Taylor Swift.
Okay.
Type it in and then tell me what happens.
Don't see any snakes.
Oh, I got snakes. You didn't get snakes?
No, I want snakes.
Oh, what the heck? Maybe it's just a slow rollout. Well, anyway, people are talking about it, so we will see. Hopefully, she has not posted anything on Instagram in forever, so everyone's wondering what is going on with Taylor. Are we getting Reputation TV? We'll find out soon. It's 6:39, Mercedes in the morning, so what's going on?
I think I'm being a bad friend, and tell me if I am or you think I did the right thing. So last week, one of my good friends, she's moving here to Vegas, and I'm so excited for her. I'm not really helping her too much, but she did ask me for a favor, and I turned her down. And this is why I think I might be a bad friend. So she's moving here because her boyfriend has work. He works, I believe, in construction. Well, there's plenty of that here. And she doesn't have work yet. So she plans on moving here kind of without a job, just seeing what to do first before she commits to anything as far as employment goes. So she's applying for apartment complexes here in Las Vegas with her boyfriend. And she calls me and asks me if I can be a work reference for her in her apartment application. I was like, I've never worked with a girl. I've never seen her on a job or anything like that. So when she asked me, I was like, well, what do you expect me to say? You're basically asking me to lie. She goes, well, just pretend that I work for you at the radio station. Maybe like I do street team or like promotions and stuff. I'm like, but that's straight up lying. And like, what if they know the radio station and they look it up? You can easily see like who works for our company. She goes, just fib for me. And I told her no. I was like, hey, sorry, I don't feel comfortable doing it. I think that maybe you're better off, you know, asking someone else. So she did. And she comes back to me a couple days later saying that she did not get approved for her apartment complex.
And why? Did someone else do it for her? You said she called someone else to do it. That didn't work?
I don't know on that story on that behalf, but I think either it's because she's a first-time renter and she doesn't have history renting. It could be she doesn't have work and she just submitted it without work, or a multiple thing. Maybe she has bad credit. I didn't ask exactly why, but I do feel some type of guilt on maybe that is the reason why she didn't get accepted.
Well, if she asked another friend to do it and she still didn't get accepted, to me that says it didn't matter if you did it or not. She wasn't going to get accepted in the first place. You know what I mean? I also feel like if we're talking about who's not a good friend, I kind of feel like a friend who's asking you to lie about something like that is not a great friend. And so I think that you did the right thing. Why would you put anything at risk? Like, what if you did say she worked here and then they called to verify and then our boss is like, why are you lying about people working here? You know, then you could get into a lot of trouble. So I feel like you did the right thing. And I think the bad friend here, no offense to your friend, because I'm sure she's super nice and was just kind of, you know, desperate times call for desperate measures. But I don't think that was a very nice thing for her to do, to put you on the spot like that.
Yeah, I agree. I think that maybe if she asked me if she really was working for me and I said, hey, you know, I'd love to be a reference for you, I would have done it. But it's the whole lying thing. Like, I'm not cool with the lying. I'm not cool about putting me on the spot like that. But I feel like that guilt, like now I want to help her. Now I want to be like, okay, here's a good complex in town. Maybe they're good with the affordable housing or whatever that is, but I just felt like that I could have been a better friend by switching her into a position where she has other options. You know what I'm saying?
I get it, but it's not your job to find her a place to live. Yeah. Like, I get that you're wanting to be a friend. I do. And I think if we can help, you know, that's great. But at the same time, it's like, girl's got to learn how to do things on her own. She can't have someone always bailing her out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, this is also her first time moving away from home. Her first time not being under her parents' roof. She's never, you know, done stuff like this. So, because I want to be like that big friend. Like,
perfect time for her to learn. Perfect time for her to learn. Yeah. Don't you think? It's Mix 94.1.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Before we get to the Hot 3, want to wish a happy birthday to Wella, who is celebrating her sweet 16 today, headed to Desert Oasis High School. Wella, thank you. Thank you to your mom for listening this morning. Have a happy birthday. All right, here's what's going on. Skype is going away. Microsoft is officially retiring the video calling and messaging platform. It's going to shut down in May as Microsoft is going to be redirecting users to Teams. Skype users can move their accounts to the Teams app, where they say that they can use many of the same features. A Microsoft exec called Skype an integral part of shaping modern communications and supporting countless meaningful moments. Skype was founded back in 2003.
Oh, Skype was our original FaceTime for me. I loved Skype as a kid. Like, in high school was when we were using it, but I mean, we really didn't use it for like meetings or anything. We're just like, hey, what you doing?
Yeah, well, this is the primary way that my mom communicates with her relatives, like in Europe and Hungary. They all use Skype, and it's that classic dun, 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 yes. Like that ring, that when that comes through, I'm like, oh, that must be one of your cousins in Hungary or in Germany calling you. And so I hope they convert to Teams. Otherwise, I guess we won't be hearing from them anymore.
I know. Or does Zoom work internationally? I would think so.
I'm not sure. I don't think it's more, you know, like sending Zoom links to your family members. This was just easy. It was like calling.
True.
You know? So I don't know if they're really well versed in setting up a Zoom link or anything like that. They're a little on the older side. Also this morning, more moms and dads are turning to this as one of the hottest new trends for baby names. They're turning to last names as inspo for naming their little ones. The hottest new trend in baby names today is using last names as first names. This is according to baby naming experts. It's not a new idea. It's just something that has come back around. A lot of surnames are so well established in our first name culture that a lot of people don't even think of them as surnames, pointing to names like Irving and Milton and Sydney. Those were all popular last names that became first names that got trendy. Also, names like Taylor and Courtney, those were last names originally, and those became popular first names. So right now, they say that the names that are hot are names that end in S, like Collins, Brooks, Hayes. Those are all becoming really popular first names. The list of the names that are trendy for first names right now: Banks, Bowie, Cash, Hayes, Marlowe, Quinn, Wells, things like that.
Ooh, I kind of like that. But I'm here looking around the room. I don't know if we would look good with our last names being first names. Hey, Martinez.
Hey, I get called that all the time. So, I mean, I'm used to it by now.
Really? You would say, like, if I went down the hall, Martinez.
You don't like it as a first name?
I don't think I could see you as Martinez. I see you as Mercedes or I see you as Mert. I do not see you as a Martinez, no.
Yeah, I definitely love the trend. I think it's super cute. I mentioned the name Banks, and one of my friends named her baby Banks, and it's spelled differently. Like, it's B-A-N-X, I think, as opposed to B-A-N-K-S. And I just think, like, what a cool name. And no one's going to share that name with her. You know, when you have those names that you can tell what era you were born in, because that was like the popular name, and that's going to be an original name, or you're the only one in the class named that.
Kind of cool trend. I can see it kind of being bigger. I just don't know if right now I see it. Like, if you call me Sadella, I'd be like, who? Who are you talking to?
Yeah, I don't think that's going to be the trending one. But a lot of these are I can see, definitely becoming first names. Finally, this morning, one of America's biggest banks accidentally transferred more than $80 trillion to a customer's account after a fat finger input error by an employee. It was Citigroup, one of America's big four lenders. They accidentally transferred $81 trillion to the account in April last year. We're just getting word of this now. Instead of the $280 that were requested.
Wow.
It was all because of a keyboard mistake by a bank staffer. The huge sum was approved after being checked by two of the bank's employees before being sent to the customer's account the following morning. Now, the payment was only flagged after a third employee said, wait a second, I think that this is a problem. This was 90 minutes after the payment between two separate Citi accounts had been made. They successfully reversed the transaction a few hours later. No funds actually left the accounts. But $81 trillion, a Citi spokesperson said, our detective controls promptly identified the inputting error between the two accounts and reversed the entry. Our preventative controls would have also stopped any funds from leaving the bank. You know that person. If they would have noticed it in time, I would have been like, okay, time for a withdrawal. Time to leave the country. I'm never coming back here
again. I would
do
the same thing. And I love how you explained it with like, oh, fat fingers. That happens all the time. I'm typing too fast or too big, and my fat fingers, that typo, it messes everything up.
But it never works in my favor. It's always to my disadvantage. This one, $280 trillion. We're not even talking millions or billions.
Wow.
We're talking trillions.
You're a trillionaire.
I mean, that you were for a brief moment in time.
Yeah.
It's time for Beat Mercedes. Can you guess the song faster than she can? Let's go.
All right, we have Christy on. Good morning, Christy. Woo-hoo. You're
calling
20.
Good morning, Mercedes. How are you?
I'm good. How was your weekend?
It was uneventful, but good.
Oh, well, I think it was uneventful to prepare you for the eventful, and that would be you beating me this morning, guessing the song faster.
I hope so.
I hope so, too. It's a $900 diamond pendant from Michael E. Minton Diamond Jewelers. Would love for you to win it. So here's the deal. Just guess the song as quickly as you can. I am going to step out, and then I'll come back in and see how I do. But I think you got this. Okay, Christy?
All right.
All right. Good luck.
Bye, Mercedes.
Bye. Thank you so much.
She's stepping out of her studio. All right, Christy, this is how the game works. You're going to hear the first 20 seconds of a song. Once you know the correct artist and title, I need you to shout out, got it. We stop the clock, and within 5 seconds, you got to give me something, okay?
Gotcha.
All right. The next sound that you hear is the game, and the song starts now.
Bust it.
Got it.
What you got?
Bust a Move. Oh my God. Who is it? Oh my gosh.
You got this.
Oh my God.
Three. Two.
Bust a Move. I can't think of who sings it.
Oh, Christy, I got to bring Mercedes.
Oh, my God.
We're bringing Mercedes in. Mercedes. All right, Christy, what are you up to this morning?
Just making hova.
Hova? What's hova?
Halva is a toasted sesame treat.
Oh, nice. That's the first time I've heard halva. Okay, Mercedes is back. Hi, Mercedes.
Hi, I'm not. I know I'm not tripping. That was fast.
It was pretty fast.
That was really fast. Right. I'm excited.
Mercedes, the next sound that you hear is the game, and the song starts now.
Bust it.
Oh, got it.
What you got?
Bust a Move, Young MC.
Mm-hmm. Mercedes, you stopped the clock at 1.2 seconds.
That's fast, but I don't know. I just have a feeling that she was faster.
Yeah, Christy was pretty fast. She stopped the clock at 2.4 seconds, but she forgot the artist. She just got Bust a Move.
Oh, yeah. No. So she didn't even get the artist right.
Darn it.
Oh, Christy, I'm so sorry. That is such a bummer on a Monday. It's not how we want to start on Mondays, but I guess there is a bright side to this. $925, anybody? That's wow. The new diamond pendant. Crazy. Value from Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers. Oh, wow. You know, it just keeps getting bigger and bigger. Someone's going to win this. So thank you, Michael, for providing this amazing prize for us. And every day at 7 o'clock, we'll have another chance for you to win with Beat Mercedes. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Have you ever had a stay in a hotel that you were just like, this is in and of itself a horror story? 702-364-9400. What happened? This weekend, my husband and my daughter and I, we packed into a hotel room in St. George. She had a volleyball tournament. We were there for one night. It was a quick trip, Friday night to Saturday. And you know how sharing a hotel room with your kids go if you have kids. It's like stepping into an escape room where the challenge is to not lose your mind. It's just, it's brutal.
Is it like, has it worsened because they're getting older or what is it?
Yeah, I feel like when they were younger, it wasn't as bad. But as they get older, sharing a hotel room, can anyone vouch for me on that? It's a nightmare. So I went into it trying to keep a positive attitude. Well, at least there's only one of my daughters, not both of them. You know, we'll do this. So first, there is the battle for the thermostat. And I like it a little warm. My husband wants to turn the room into an ice cave. And then my daughter, she says she doesn't care. But then she'll sigh every time she feels the temperature shift. She'll... It's like, oh my gosh. Then comes bedtime. I'm exhausted. I just want to sleep. But no. Because I'm sharing a room with two professional sleep disturbers. They are
professional. Yeah,
they are the worst.
In what way? Like they're snoring
Okay, my daughter's in bed. She's watching TikToks on mute, but you think that would be fine, right? But the way her screen lights up every 2 seconds, it's like someone is flashing a lighthouse beam directly into my soul. I am so frustrated. Then my husband, he's knocked out cold in 0.02 seconds. And then he starts snoring like he's trying to communicate with whales or something. I'm just like,
what? What do you mean? Like reenact?
He's like, like, what is happening?
Oh my God.
Stop. So at some point, I finally drift off. And then I get woken up by this mysterious noise. It's like this deep, gurgling, unholy sound. And I just sit up in bed and I'm like, oh my gosh, is there a demon in our room? Is this hotel haunted? What is happening? It's just the mini fridge. Okay. Apparently it decided 3 a.m. is the perfect time to start making noises that sounds like a blender fighting for its life. It was awful. I'm like, okay. So at this point I've accepted sleep is not happening. So I roll over, I check my phone, and guess what? It's at 2%.
No.
I reach over for the charger only to find that someone, my daughter, has claimed the last available outlet for her phone because obviously her Snapchat streaks are so much more important than my survival. Okay?
Oh my gosh, Mercedes, this sounds like a night of hotel hell.
It was horrible. So the next morning I woke up feeling like I survived a war. My daughter, she's like ready to go. Like, let's do this. My husband's like, yes, best night of sleep I've ever had. Meanwhile, I'm like questioning all my life choices at this point.
Wow.
Have you ever had a nightmare hotel experience? 702-364-9400. Moral of the story, next time I am booking my own room, or I'm at very least bringing earplugs and an exorcist for that fridge, but it was a nightmare.
I will never forget this horrible night. I was staying in Sacramento with my friend Alyssa, and we're like, hey, let's go to San Francisco early. It's only a 2-hour drive. We're like, yeah, let's book like a cheap cheap hotel and we'll just stay in. We'll go in early is what the plan was. So we're like, all right, let's go. So we go in a night early. We book this like $30 a night room in the middle of the city of San Francisco. It is like a straight out of a horror film.
Oh.
You go in, you have to get buzzed in. They're like, what's your name? We give our name. We give them the confirmation number. They're like, all right, your room 3A. We're like, 3A? First of all, any type of room that ends with letters is a red flag.
Oh, no.
So we get in, and I'm telling you, the door is creaky. The beds are, like, super low to the ground. This looked like used to be an apartment unit turned into a hotel, and it felt like some people were, like, breaking laws. Like, people were living there because you could see, like, trash outside. And I ended up coming home with bed bugs. It was so
the worst.
Bad. I mean, we even brought our airbed just in case. We knew the beds would be bad. And even the airbed caught bed bugs. That's how bad it was.
Oh my gosh. So what did you do to get rid of the bed bugs?
Gosh, I'm trying to remember. I know I broke out in some rashes. I know we had to put our suitcases in the bathtub for a little bit. I can't remember. It was so long ago, but I do remember that we did come in with bed bugs, and it was the worst hotel room experience of my life.
702-364-9400. Hey, Brett, what happened to you? Brett, go for it.
Oh, me and my wife were staying in California, Thousand Oaks, and we almost got broken into in the middle of the night.
What happened?
We ended up calling. It scared the crap out of us. We ended up calling the cops and the front desk. The cops showed up, and we talked to the cops for a few minutes, packed our bags, and then booked it out of there. When we were walking out of the hotel, we saw the two guys jump in a car. The cops were nowhere to be found. And then we ended up calling the cops again and followed them onto the freeway and went the complete opposite direction. Scared the crap out of us.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that would be a night I would never forget. Bo, what happened to you?
Hey, good morning, guys. About 2 or 3 in the morning, we're at a hotel down in Arizona. And somebody smoking in the bedroom down the hallway, had to evacuate the whole hotel.
Oh my gosh.
Everybody's in pajamas, robes, and varying degrees of dress.
Did the smoke alarm go off, Bo?
It did. Oh. Yeah, we had to evacuate.
My favorite part of that, I've been in an evacuation at a hotel, is looking at what everyone sleeps in. Like, that to me is the funniest thing. You can tell, like, the guy who sleeps in his underwear, all of a sudden he's wearing some random outfit. It's like, where did you come from?
That is my worst nightmare, is finding out I have to go out into my pajamas because sometimes I don't sleep with underwear on.
Oh, gosh.
I'm like, no. I'm, like, covering everything, like, the whole entire time.
Got to get a little air going on
in
certain parts. I totally get that. All right. It is time to win. It is time for the Mega Minute. And guess what we're giving away? It was just announced this morning. Alanis Morissette has announced her new Las Vegas residency at the Coliseum at Caesars Palace. This is going to be amazing. 7-time Grammy Award winning artist Alanis is going to be there with a performance scheduled from October to November. And your tickets, win them before you can buy them right now with the Mega Minute. All you got to do is answer 10 questions correctly in 60 seconds. If you are able to do that, you get these tickets. Caller 20 gets to play the Mega Minute. It's 702-364-9400. Good luck.
It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Jessica, you're caller 20. You ready to do this?
Yes!
Oh! Aww. I hear a bunch of people. Okay, Jessica, spill it. Who's with you this morning?
I have 4 of my kids. I have Presley, Phoenix, Kaysen, and Jordan.
Presley, Phoenix, Kaysen, and Jordan?
Kaysen. Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, you guys have a really good chance of winning this Mega Minute this morning. There's 5 of you there. All I got to do is hear the correct answer to one of these 10 questions, and we're going to move on to the next one. You get them all correct in 60 seconds, and you're going to win tickets to the just announced new residency for Alanis Morissette over at the Coliseum at Caesars. You ready to do this?
Yes.
Yay. All right, guys, Jessica, if you're struggling with the clue, you can say pass. Or if you get one wrong, if there's time at the end, we'll go back to those questions, and the Mega Minute starts now.
What is the fastest land animal?
Cheetah.
Yes, the Itsy Bitsy Spider went up the what?
By herself.
Yes, what Academy Award show just aired last night? Yes, who was the first man to step on the moon?
Armstrong.
Yes, in what country are people known for saying Oppa?
Greek.
Yes, Greek. What 2010 movie involves people entering others' dreams?
Pass.
Snakes primarily smell with what part of their body?
Ears.
No. What is the longest bone in the human body?
Pass.
What fast food chain is known for their golden arches?
McDonald's.
Yes. Angelica Pickles is a character from which cartoon? That's Rugrats. That's is right. Oh, Jessica, Presley, Phoenix, Reason, and Jordan, I'm sorry we did not do it. Oh, there's a few that we got hung up on. In your defense, I would not have gotten this one either. What 2010 movie involves people entering other people's dreams? That's the movie Inception. And I even saw that movie, but I totally forgot the name of it. Snakes primarily smell with their body. They smell with their tongues. And then the... I know, right? The longest bone in the human body is the femur. Jessica, I'm so sorry. So that means we did not get a winner for the Mega Minute today. And caller 20, you're winning those tickets to the just announced Alanis Morissette residency. It's happening at the Coliseum at Caesars, and your tickets right now. Caller 20, you get them. 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Last week, we talked about the untimely death of Gene Hackman and his wife, Betsy, and how they were showing signs of mummification. And it turns out Gene was probably dead for more than a week. He had a pacemaker, and I guess that it shows that he died on February 17th, which is 9 days before their bodies were found. Although authorities said originally that there were no signs of foul play, they're now saying that nothing's off the table at this point. But one thing they have determined is that Gene and Betsy did not die of carbon monoxide poisoning. We talked a little bit about that. Unfortunately, there were no cameras inside or outside the property that could help in the investigation. So we're just waiting for autopsy results just to try to figure out and, you know, the investigation, find out what the heck happened. It's so odd.
So crazy. I know we talked about this last week, but one text that came on the line that showed speculation, of course, is what if, because Betsy fell in the bathroom floor, there were pills and there was an open container, that was it overdose? And then Gene came to see her, saw her, and ran to get help. And then he fell and he might have passed. I mean, that speculation is out there, but it's also, I think I can see that happening.
Yeah, I hesitate to say, because before we were kind of alluding to the carbon monoxide thing, and we were so off on that. So it's just like, I guess I am of the mindset of let's leave it to the experts to tell us what happened, because I don't know at this point. It's just sad either way. And and it was cool because Morgan Freeman last night on the Oscars did a little nod to him and all the other celebrities that had passed away recently. And we're going to talk more about the Oscars here coming up in What's Trending. Also this morning, a sleep specialist suggests the ideal bedtime sweet spot that will impact your heart, your brain, and your waistline. Doctors are saying that generally people who go to bed between 9 p.m. and 11 p.m. have better sleep quality compared to those who stay up later. They say consistency is a huge key. Going to bed at the same time every night helps your body find its rhythm. And they usually recommend that adults get 7 to 9 hours of sleep per night. I know we laugh at that because that never happens. But if you do need to wake up early, it's one of those things where obviously they say try to still stick at around the same bedtime, because that is the best quality of sleep that you're going to get.
I wonder what time these people are waking up, though. If they're going to
probably bed like 7, don't you think?
Gosh, how lucky are they?
That's sleeping in for us.
Seriously, 7 a.m.? I would love to sleep in and wake up at 7 a.m. on a weekday.
Yeah, I know we talked about bedtimes last week a little bit, too. There was a different sleep survey that came out. But typically for me, it's 10:30. I usually go to bed around 10:30. If I get to bed before 10, that's like that something weird happened. I don't know what it was, but there's just usually it's not before 10.
9:30, I try to be in bed, but am I falling asleep by 9:30? No, probably like around 10. I'm finally closed eyes in a REM.
Do you have a television in your bedroom?
I do, but James, I'm so mean to him sometimes at night because I say, you can't go into bed until I'm asleep. You can't turn the TV on. You can't be on your phone. You have to have your AirPods. Because I'm such a light sleeper, he gets it though, but at first he's like, damn, this is a dictatorship.
Well, seriously, like it's hard. And my husband, he'll watch TV after I like go to bed and it's on and he turns it low, but I still hear it. And it's like, I want to say something, but part of me is like, no, I don't want to start a fight, so just let him do it. But like last night he was watching the news and I think he had DVR'd 60 minutes so I could hear that in the background. I was like, oh my gosh, that is why I'm so tired.
What if you sneak out? Would he be upset if you took the bedroom TV out of the room?
Oh, I would be upset. I like watching until I go to bed. I would, no. That's off the table.
Okay, I'm just trying to help you out here, okay? I'm sorry.
Finally, this morning, think about the things that you put into your body on a daily basis. They say use your food like medicine instead of like poison. Well, the website Eat This has put out a list of the 100 unhealthiest foods on the planet. And a lot of these are obvious, but then I see number one and I'm like, this is the unhealthiest food on the planet? Whoa, like makes you kind of do a double take. Yeah. Okay. So the usual suspects are on here, starting at number 10. You've got cake, ice cream, donuts, microwave popcorn is number 7. Cookies are number 6. Fast food burgers is number 5. And I feel like fast food burgers, it depends on the fast food burger, don't you think? I feel like some are healthier than others.
I mean, you know, there are some that I think that are just disgusting, but then there's also ones that I'm like, oh my gosh, this is so good and tasty. Like if they have fresh vegetables, I feel like it's healthier.
I know, and it's probably not, but we're just trying to justify something we love.
True.
French fries is number 4. Processed meats like bacon, hot dogs, stuff like that. That is the 3rd unhealthiest food on the planet. White bread, number 2.
Oof.
I know.
I knew it was unhealthy, but number 2?
I know. And what do you want to take a guess at number 1, either of you? What do you think is the unhealthiest food on the planet?
Alcohol. Is that kind of food?
Well, I mean, I would say it does, but I don't see it on the list.
Did you say chips?
Chips is number 1.
Oh,
you got
that's
it.
My favorite snack.
Potato chips is the worst food for you. Some of the others that I was kind of surprised to see in the top 100, bottled and fast food smoothies, granola with added sugar, ketchup, barbecue sauce, and coffee creamer are all on the unhealthiest foods list.
Ketchup is on that list?
Yeah.
I thought it came out of tomatoes.
Well, I think they put tons of sugar in it, so that makes it bad. But yeah, well, hopefully you're not having some white bread and potato chips for breakfast because you're having a bad start to your day. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Has anyone ever had like a petty sports parent moment? What's the most annoying like seating situation that you've ever been in? Maybe it wasn't sports, maybe it was a concert, or maybe it was at like a graduation or something. Something happened this weekend and it never fails to annoy me. So one of the unspoken rules of volleyball tournaments, and I would assume that this went for other kids' sports too, parents, let us know, 702-364-9400. One of the unspoken rules, I mean, it's not even unspoken. It's pretty clearly understood, is that when your kid's game is over, you get up, so the next round of parents can sit. It's basic volleyball etiquette.
Okay,
right?
This is new to me because I don't have any kids or in sports. So, okay.
Yeah, so apparently not everyone got this memo. Our game ends. My daughter has a volleyball tournament on Saturday. I'm eyeing the perfect front row spot to sit for, or our game is about to begin, rather. And I'm eyeing the perfect front row spot to sit. Prime real estate. Start making my way over there. And the parents from the game before, they're still kind of like lurking around, hanging out. And I'm like, why are they still sitting here? Like, okay. So I'm patient. I stand there. I'm holding my cooler and all this. And at first I assume maybe they just haven't noticed that the new game is about to start. And maybe they got caught up in conversation, talking about their kid's great game. So I wait a second and then I give them kind of like the polite smile, like, hey,
like, get the hint,
it's time
guys.
To move along. Yeah. Nothing. No, I wait another second. Nothing. Finally, I was like, OK, I got to say something. So take a deep breath, put on my best friendly voice. And I say, excuse me, could you mind making some room for the new game's parents? And what actually happened is, like, I was silently fuming. These parents, they had no shame. One mom leans back. She gets even more comfortable. Like she's about to order appetizers.
Like
or something.
She's leaning back. She's crossing her legs. Yeah. She's looking okay. Like she's on the couch.
Yeah. Another dad fully reclined, scrolling his phone like he's on some beach vacation. I'm just like, so one of them has the audacity to say, oh, our kids are reffing the next game. So we're just going to stay. I'm sorry, what? So I didn't realize this was a courtside VIP package that came with lifetime seating rights. I'm sorry. And I didn't know that just because your kid's reffing that you now own these bleachers here. So I'm standing there holding my water bottle, holding my bag, looking like a volleyball parent orphan here while these people have fully settled in for the long haul.
Did you say a volleyball orphan? Yes. That's amazing.
So at this point, I had a couple of choices. One, cause a scene. And risk being that mom who goes viral for fighting over a set of bleachers, or find a terrible seat behind a giant dad who blocks 70% of my view and just accept my fate. And guess which one I picked?
Which one did you pick? Please tell me you went viral on TikTok because I would love to see you on there.
I didn't go viral. I just took the seat and I was like squashed and their stuff was all surrounding me. So yeah, next time I'm bringing a whistle and a clipboard so I can look official and start calling fouls on people who overstay their seats.
Hey, you.
You're out of here. I'm kicking you out. What is your pettiest sports moment that you've ever had? And is that an unspoken rule? Should you get up for the next team? 702-364-9400. Mary, did you have an incident?
I did. I was at my son's basketball game at the Las Vegas Basketball Center. And the day before, we had lost to this team. Well, the day that I was sitting next to a mom and a grandma, we were beating this team. And the grandma was cursing, saying a lot of bad words. And we had little kids all around. So I happened to look at her, and I said nicely, "Do you mind your language?" And she went off.
Did she use bad language when you asked her to watch her language?
Oh, yeah. And she just was not having it that day. And she was so mad at me, I actually had to leave the bench and went to another bench. And she still was going off. And her daughter, who was carrying her little baby, ran after me. And someone had to stop her. And just it was just too intense.
Like, what? When did kids' sports become not fun? Like, it's gosh. Just, it's a worst. 702-364-9400. We're getting some text here. This one said, my brother-in-law came from out of state to watch our son play volleyball, and the bleachers are pretty full, so he sat behind this guy that was on the front row, and you have bleachers. They're tight. My daughter was sitting to the right of a person. He had his text font up super high because obviously they're old and blind. And she looked over and he was texting some other person on the bleachers saying, oh, this fat ASS had to sit right behind me. Well, my older daughter was there and she glanced over at it. Obviously, she could read it because she's young and not blind. And she just locked eyes with him and gave him the nastiest look. And he just deleted it and put his phone down. There's not a lot of room when you only have bleacher options. People just need to not be rude and more accommodating to the situations. 702-364-9400.
Wow.
I know, Ramon, you have a son that plays Little League, and you've seen some things. And what have you seen? What is the pettiest sports parent moment you have had? We'll take more of your calls coming up next. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. Have you had a petty sports parent moment? If so, what happened? 702-364-9400. Over the weekend, we were playing in a tournament, and the parents of the team that played previously, who were done for the day, they were completely done. They just had to stay and ref the last game. They would not leave. Our parents couldn't even sit. We were smashed in there, standing rude. Around. So rude. Mindy, good morning. What happened to you?
I run soccer games like every Friday night for the little, like, you know, the little kids. One of the main rules we have is you can't wear earrings because we've seen them get ripped out of players' ears. Well, this girl just got her ears pierced recently, and I explained to their parents that, you know, you can just take them out temporarily. The game's only 30 minutes long for these little ones. Oh my gosh, did the dad throw a fit and say, and just acting as if we, like, hurt his daughter's feelings because she was crying, didn't want to take her earrings out. And even her dad was threatening, just went as far as having to threaten everybody on the board. So then I had a call friend that is, you know, works for Metro to help me handle the situation because I don't know how it escalated so fast.
Oh my gosh, you have to call the cops because they don't want to take out their kids' earrings. Like, yeah. Say that out loud, and how does that not, like, sound ridiculous?
It's ridiculous. I think it's just a rule. We've had this rule for a long time, and it said when they register, no jewelry, absolutely no jewelry, unless it's a health bracelet or a religious thing. But earrings, we have seen them get ripped out time and time again, and we're trying to protect their children, but they throw a big fit about it, and now we see where the children get it from.
Mindy, what happened when the cops came?
Well, luckily, they disappeared.
Oh, yeah.
I had a friend that was, you know, involved in Metro, and they said they were making their way down to the field. So, and ever since, you know, every time there's a cop parent on the league, they say, hey, if you need anything, just let us know. We'll be in there.
It pays, yeah, to have friends at Metro. That's very nice. Thank you so much, Mindy. Okay, Ramon, what happened with you with your son?
So my son plays baseball, right? And usually we take, like, lawn chairs because after a while the bleachers start to hurt. So when we sit kind of along the fence, parents will stand up and stand by the fence when their kids are up to bat. That's fine. You know, I do it too. But it's when you stand there and stay there the whole time. And so now you're blocking everyone's view. And it's like, come on, man, please. We're trying to watch the game too.
Yeah, they have no regard for the people that are literally sitting there in chairs right behind them. They have to see theirs. Like, I get it. I want to see my kid. But do you say anything to them, or do you just end up moving your chair?
Usually just said, excuse me, and they've been pretty good about it.
Oh, man. It's just, have you guys ever seen a fight at a kid's game? Like a physical fight?
No, that was during my soccer games growing up.
Ooh, tell us more. What happened?
Oh, yeah, I played soccer for about 10 years. Soccer superstar. But anyways, I've seen physical fights between kids, between parents, cops being called, all the good stuff, yeah.
Yeah, I've seen, like, dads get in each other's face before, start yelling at each other. People have to pull them away.
Really?
It's like, oh my gosh, we're at a kid's game. These are, like, these are 8-year-old girls. Why are you fighting with each other?
And they're not even, like, fighting about the game even. They're probably fighting about something happening in the audience, right?
Or they didn't like a call. They start yelling at the ref. Then one dad's like, you can't be yelling at the ref. And he's like, I can yell at who I want to yell at. And then they start going out. It's, like, ridiculous.
Yeah, that's too bad. We're there for the kids. We're not there to yell and fight and take up seats.
I know. I don't know. I think it's just being nice to each other. When my kid's done, I move. Like, okay, I'm out of here. I'll get out of the way. You guys can come sit. And it's just, it's a whole thing.
I wouldn't have not known that. Now that I know that, Mercedes, that when my kid's thing is over during a tournament, you move. I would have like camped out there. I would have had like a cushion.
Well,
my
sometimes
cooler.
You have that ability, but if it's like one team on, one team off, like that's the common courtisy. But it never happens.
I'm
that
so
way.
Sorry.
Never.
That happened to you.
It's all good. I'm used to it. It always happens. All right, it is time to win. We are going to play Heads Up. Who wants to play? All you got to do is pick a category, get six answers in 60 seconds, and you will win tickets to see comedian Aziz Ansari. It's the hypothetical tour at the Coliseum at Caesars. Caller 20, you get to play right now. 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Eric, you're caller 20. You ready to play Heads Up?
I'm definitely ready. Good morning.
Good morning. We have these tickets to check out comedian Aziz Ansari. He is so funny. His hypothetical tour is coming to the Coliseum at Caesars in April, and you'll get tickets when you win Heads Up. We need you to pick a category. Do you want to go with dental hygienist, fitting room, book signing, Women's Day, or Snack Attack?
Snack Attack.
Snack Attack it is. National Snack Day is tomorrow. These are all different kinds of snacks. Okay, Eric, are you a snacker? Are you well-versed on snacks?
I got four kids.
Oh,
love snacks.
You know snacks. I got two. I know snacks. We're going to win this. We just got to get six in 60 seconds, okay?
Let's do it.
All right, Eric and Mercedes, you guys got this. Your 60 seconds, it starts now.
Oreos, Chips Ahoy, they're all types of?
Cookies.
Yes. A Nature Made. They're like a rectangle shape. It's a quote-unquote healthy.
Big bars.
What kind of bars?
Big bars. Protein bars.
No.
Omnivores.
Different kind of bar?
Granola bars.
Yes, yes. Lay's, Ruffles. These are all kinds of?
Potato chips.
Yes. This is when you have like peanuts and raisins all together. Yes. This is Dots makes these. You can also get them in Auntie Anne's and dip them in cheese.
Repeat it.
They're twisted or they're straight.
Pretzels.
Yes. This is you might have cheese in these. Ritz what?
Crackers.
Yes! Wow! You got it, Eric! Good job! You got crackers there at the last second, and you are a winner going to see Aziz Ansari at the Coliseum at Caesars. Congratulations!
Right on.
That is going to be a fun show, and the great news is we have those tickets all week long. Your chance to win more of them coming up tomorrow morning with Heads Up. It's Mix 94.1.
Hot. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Despite over 500 movies that were released in 2024, the average American only watched three of them, with younger generations watching twice as many movies as baby boomers. And nearly half of Americans haven't seen any of the 10 Best Picture Oscar nominees, although Wicked does lead public opinion with 31% having watched it and 41% believing it should win. If you watched the Oscars last night, you saw that the movie Anora won Best Picture. And the thing with that movie is I would not have watched it unless, Ramon, I hadn't talked to you. You texted me after you watched it and you were like, amazing movie, great movie. And I was like, okay, we got to watch it now. That's the only reason I watched it. Otherwise, I probably wouldn't have done it.
Well, I'm glad you did, right?
Did you think it was worthy of Best Picture?
Yes.
I want you to watch it, Steph. I think you'll really
you should.
It.
I heard or saw some scenes that were taken here in Vegas.
Yeah, there's a big portion of the movie here in Vegas.
Okay.
Did anybody see Anora when it was filmed? They were down on Fremont Street. They were at a wedding chapel. I don't know if that was a real scene here in Vegas or if that was on a soundstage. But yeah, there's a big chunk of the movie that's set here in Vegas.
They talk about the sex workers as well. I know that might be interesting. interesting for, well, at least for our community, that's big. But also, like, don't watch it with your kids. Is that what you said, Mercedes?
Yeah, that's the movie I watch with my daughter. We're like, what's the Sonora about? Let's take a watch. And then at the very beginning, I'm like, oh my God.
Like, right off the bat.
Yeah, right off the bat. Oh, okay. Right off the bat.
Good to know.
But I thought it was an excellent movie, and I know we'll talk more about this and what's trending, but Mikey Madsen winning Best Actress. I thought it was well deserved. After that movie was over, I was like, I didn't love the way it ended, but man, she was a great actress. She really did a good
job. Twists and turns in the movie, would you say?
Not so much that. It was just an interesting story.
Okay. I'll go into it with an open mind then.
You know what I loved though about last night's Oscars? Did anyone cry when Ariana and Cynthia performed?
What an opening.
Oh my God. Oh. Right when she started with some, I'm like,
for the rainbow.
Lost it. Tears.
Way up high.
It was so pure and so beautiful. Like, how does she have so much talent? And then bring on Cynthia and her.
Just you.
There's the part when Cynthia was doing her solo in the song and Ariana was on the side and just looking at her with such pride. Like, she's so proud of her best friend.
Kudos to the camera people because they focused in on Ariana's reaction to Cynthia singing. And why did I get choked up like I was Ariana?
I was watching and I told my husband that'll be a meme tomorrow. Like, me looking at that plate of spaghetti or something like that.
Yes.
It's going to be a meme. I know it. So yeah, we'll talk more about that next hour. Tomorrow is Fat Tuesday, and if you've got some Mardi Gras beads lying around, now is the time to put them to good use, because tomorrow, Krispy Kreme, they're handing out free original glazed donuts to anyone who shows up wearing beads. No purchase necessary. Only one free donut per customer. But whether you're indulging before Lent or you just love free treats, it's a deal worth celebrating for sure.
I'm trying to think if I have any beads at home and if I just want to throw them on real quick before going to Krispy Kreme.
I thought I had some beads in here. I must have. I cleaned out the studio, so I might have thrown them away. But I'm sure we'll find something in the in the office. That's a junk drawer right there. Finally, this morning, a 57-year-old woman from Australia, her name is Kim Hall, she started speaking with a different accent following jaw surgery. She was diagnosed with something called squamous cell carcinoma that was in her lower jaw, and she had to undergo extensive treatment. And about a week after her surgery, her family noticed her Australian accent had changed to what sounded like a Northern English accent. And doctors believe she developed what's called foreign accent syndrome, which is a really rare neurological condition that alters your speech patterns, typically after a stroke or a brain injury. Her case is unusual because it occurred post-surgery without any known brain injury. She's now actively involved in raising awareness for head and neck cancer research in a very posh way with her new accent. So.
Wow. Going from, they're very similar. I mean, the slang terms, though, that she probably didn't pick up. She wasn't like, oh, crikey, I left my food on the bobby.
I think an Australian accent is one of the hardest to do. Like, I've tried it before. The only way I can do it is if I say the phrase, raise up lights.
Okay, let's hear it.
Raise up lights.
Rise up lights.
That's how you say razor blades with an Australian accent.
Rise up lights.
Rise up lights. Raise up lights. That's the only thing I can do. And also, what was that movie back in the 80s? That's not a knife.
Crocodile Dundee.
I can do it. That's not a knife.
That's a good one. Wait, one more time. What's the phrase?
Raise.
Up.
Lights.
Lights.
Now say it fast.
Raise up lights. Raise up lights.
Now, anytime you need an Australian accent, you've got one ready to go.
Raise up lights.
It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning, and it is time for Jerk or Justified. If you ever have a situation you'd like for us to bring up on Jerk or Justified, it's as simple as emailing us. Go to our website, mix941.fm, and you can email us through there, or you can send us a message on our social media at Mercedes in the AM. This is from Veronica. She says, hi guys, my name's Veronica. I have a really big problem that I need help sorting out. I want to know what you guys would do in my situation. So I've been planning my daughter's sweet 16 party for the last few months, and it's coming up in June, but I haven't sent out the invitations yet. Meanwhile, a close friend of mine who has been planning her wedding the past year just sent me her save the date, and it's the same day as my daughter's sweet 16. I haven't told her that yet because I don't know what to do. Should I try to move my daughter's sweet 16? If I try to do that, I know my daughter is not going to be happy, and it's really not fair to her. I feel like when I tell my friend about the conflict, she's going to expect me to move my daughter's party. The more I think about it, the more I'm going to be convinced that I'm going to have to miss my friend's wedding. What do you think I should do? Signed, Veronica.
Tisk, tisk, tisk. Why are these people so last minute? It's already March, people. Don't you think this is should have been planned months and months before? My opinion, I think she's being a jerk. She should have done this a long time ago, and she's now mixing her the dates with now the daughter's sweet 16, her friend's wedding. I just think that she's being a jerk if she tries to keep that date and should have said something way, way long ago.
What do you guys think? 702-364-9400 is our number. I guess I would be a jerk because my daughter's birthday, I don't start planning until like a month before. Like, you think in March you should be planning in advance?
Yes,
for a June birthday?
A sweet
March,
16.
April, May, June.
This isn't some like party at Chuck E. Cheese, Mercedes. Ooh. This is a DJ and
How do you know? She doesn't say any of that. We don't know it's a gigantic party or what.
Don't you think sweet 16s are huge parties? Like, these are things.
My daughter literally just turned sweet 16 and we just took her out to dinner with her friends.
Yeah. Yeah, but I don't think consider that as like a sweet 16 party. I think that's like a dinner out with a birthday. That's what I'm saying.
What do you guys think? 702-364-9400. Is she a jerk? I mean, I just feel like my family is going to come first every time. And it's not trying to be a jerk, but like if I've already committed that date to my daughter, I don't want to let her down and be like, sorry, we got to move your birthday for my friend who's getting married. I think I miss the wedding. I'm sorry. I have a conflict. My child comes first. I love you. I will send you a really nice gift, but I'm not going to be able to make it. But you think she's being a jerk?
Yeah, I think she's been a jerk. I think she's a jerk. She should have figured that out long, long time ago.
Christy, good morning. What do you think?
Hi. I feel like if it's a really, really close friend, like it's really, really close, maybe they could have the daughter's birthday a day or two early, you know, maybe over the weekend if it doesn't fall on a weekend. And then she could do both.
What, I mean, that seems like a decent compromise to me, as long as if it's this huge rager like you're talking about, you got to make sure like DJs are available on those new dates. You know, I don't know if there's catering or whatever, the venue, all that stuff. If that stuff can be moved a couple of days back or forth, I don't see an issue with that. We're getting some texts here. What do you guys think? 702-364-9400. Lee says, just go to her next wedding. It'll be fine.
Next wedding. Assuming she's getting a divorce.
This one's from Michelle. It says, it's your daughter's birthday. A milestone birthday at that. Family before friends. Unless it's a family friend, like she is your daughter's godmother, or family is invited to the wedding, or many guests would be on both guest lists. Ask your daughter her thoughts and opinions and follow her lead. Liz says, talk to your daughter. It's her day. If she is set on that date, then you have to stick with it. She comes first. But if your friend is a good friend, she will understand your decision and support it. A lot of people are saying, talk to your daughter about it and that she comes first. This one says, since you didn't send out the invitations with the date, I would change the day of your daughter's sweet 16 party. Tim says, move the party date. You haven't set the invitations out. Our text line says, family first. Your daughter's sweet 16 is more important than a friend's wedding. That's from Coco. What do you think, Ramon? What would you do on this? Is she a jerk or is she justified?
Well, when I think of a sweet 16, I think of a quinceañera for Latinos. So, yeah, this should have been planned out a year ago. But I would try to move the daughter's birthday. I would try. If not, then yeah, you're missing your friend's wedding.
I really, maybe I am a bad mom. I would never plan out a party a year in advance. I mean, if it's a quinceañera, maybe, but something like this, it's like, okay, sweet 16, we're going to have a good party. I'll work on that end of April, beginning of May, something like that. It's Mix 94.1.